We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it's the Morning Mess. It's time for another episode of the After Mess podcast. It's Joey Boy.
Hi, it's Anish.
Hello, it's Gina.
All right, Carla's out for an appointment. She couldn't make this one, but we promised you every Friday we're going to drop one. So here we are.
Yes.
The Morning Mess, we are going to be kind of like an Airbnb situation. Management has put us in a house. We're going to be in Hollywood.
The After Mess.
Yep, they're sequestering us into Hollywood.
Ooh, you better sequester.
Yeah. Look at us. The Morning Mess, we're going to be in a lot of meetings. We're going to be broadcasting from a brand new studio at 97.1, and we're going to test that out. We're just going to hang out for a week, so we're all going to be in this Airbnb. Now, here's the thing. There's three bedrooms. There's four of us. Mm-hmm. And we literally have been debating and asking, well, which two of us are going to have to share a room? Pleaded cases.
Yes, we did.
So annoying.
Why?
Because it's just like, ew, show some respect.
Respect?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All I know is me and Gina are grinning because most people agree that the parents should have their own room and no kids for at least.
First of all, no, let's break this down. So this all started because Joey happened to be on Instagram Live. Okay, let's give the people the full story. Now, all I know is that I happened to come onto Instagram and I noticed that Joey was live. So I was like, oh, hey, okay, let me go ahead and join it. Come to find out that y'all are already talking about how we're going to be sequestered in this Hollywood home together, and Gina was already in there making a case for herself.
That's a fucking lie. So this is what happened.
That's the truth.
Everybody was saying the girls should have a room together.
Yeah, it was super rude. They just automatically assumed because me and Carla both have vaginas, we should be in a room together.
Right.
Well,
I mean,
is that what you think?
No, Anish? It's not what I think. I just agree with
y'all hate vaginas.
The result. I don't hate them.
Well, I mean, you kind of do.
You kind of do.
Okay. Continue.
Have you ever seen a vagina, by the way?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anish, you've seen a vagina?
Absolutely.
Girls, like, changing in front of you? Do they feel like that you're gay, they could change in front of you?
Oh, yeah, 100%. But yeah, there
I will
was
agree.
Still, yeah. Yeah. There was still no, a lot of my female friends would just, like, intentionally, like, not take off their underwear, though. Like, and they would always be the joke, like, I don't want to freak you out or anything. I'm like, girl.
Like, run away.
What do you think you're going to do to
how
me?
How many different vaginas have you seen?
Oh, not many.
Not many. So, you know, there's a difference of how they look.
Oh, my. I know there was one time where, like, I couldn't even, like, actually see it. Like, the girl was naked, but it was just, like, it looked
it was buried.
It was. Yeah. I don't know if it was buried.
She had a fupa covering it?
No. Like, it was just further down.
I don't
know
if it was, yeah.
You know?
Like, that little slit.
Yeah, like it was barely there.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
She had that Barbie vagina. Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's like a Barbie vagina. Yeah, you can't really see Barbie. Get you thinking about a roast beef. Some vaginas look like roast beef. You're like, ooh, got to stay away from that one.
Okay, no, we love roast beef. It's
we love them all. Yeah. We're okay. Here for the whole menu.
Joey.
How do we already get to vagina?
I'm a
pussy
snob. We didn't finish our freaking story about
it. So speaking about pussies. So
what the hell?
It turned out on the IG Live that most people agree that myself and Gina should have our own rooms and that Carla and Anish share a room.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's going to be changing in front of you butt naked.
What? Why is that what you're... No, this is so rude because you guys are telling me allegedly everybody at first was into the girl staying in their own room and then you and I, Joey, getting our own separate room. So what changed?
What changed?
What happened, huh?
Is me reminding people that I have two small children and a husband and I haven't had my own damn room in legitimately like 8 or 9 years. It has been a long ass time and I had no shame in my game. I reminded them that you and Carla live alone and you enjoy your space all the goddamn time. So please hook a mama up. Woo! I lied. Only once in this entire radio career have I ever had my own room. Every other time I've had a room with someone. So I said, not this time, honey. Please.
Oh,
please.
My gosh. Pish posh. I always had to share rooms as well.
But it's you had not your even... own space at home.
Okay. But like you already made that point when I wasn't even in the Instagram live to make my case.
And now that you know the information?
And now that I know it, I'm just like, ew, that's not fair.
Who do you think is going to be the worst roommate while we're rooming together for the week?
Oh, God. Why are you going to ask us that when she's not here?
You think it's Carla?
Yeah, I mean, not in like a rude, inconsiderate type of way. Like, I don't think she's maliciously going to be like mean or anything. But like, I've roomed with her. She leaves her alarm on for a very long time. We've discussed it as a show.
You do need to let us know because I've never stayed with her. Joey, you've never shared a room with her, right?
So, no.
What? What does
Anish have in store for him
or Joey?
Mostly just the alarms. Other than that, she was like totally fine. I really can't remember if she was clean or not, and I also can't remember if I was clean or not. Okay. I try to, at the very least, I try to keep all my shit in my suitcase because I don't like when it's spread all over the room. Mm-hmm. And if I'm remembering properly, Carla doesn't care. She's like, no, it's going to be everywhere.
Okay, and that's very fair. Yeah. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I'm kind of wondering like if it's Carla and I sharing a room because we don't know for sure, Joey.
he swears.
I'm wondering who would be the worst between the two of us, though.
You or Carla?
Yeah.
Do any of you snore? Does Carla snore?
I'm a deep ass sleeper. So
That's why I have to have my own. I'm such a light sleeper. I've let that be known. Even if it's a slight snore, I'm awake.
I'm pretty sure, because I don't know how you asked that to sound like, I don't know what I do in my sleep. I think I do.
You fart in your sleep. You told us that.
Oh, yeah. I snore. Yeah, all of the above. I smell. I'm loud.
I am. Congratulations, Carly. You hit the jackpot.
I'm everything else you don't want in a roommate.
Don't you sleep naked?
That's the other part. Yes, I sleep naked. So me and all three of my titties are going to be out.
You have three titties?
Yes, one, two, three.
Oh.
The belly. That belly is my third titty.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay,
titties everywhere in your room.
Absolutely, because you know what? All of those things should be free. And that is also why I should be free to have my own room, which is getting back to the point, I want my own room.
How about worst rooming? Do you guys have roommates?
Absolutely. Yes. Horrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah. You know what? I loved having roommates. Until I got my own spot, I was like, I love this more.
Yeah. Right? It's so nice. It's so funny. So I guess the worst roommate for me would have been the second house I lived in with roommates because I had three. And that second one is my own dumbass fault. I met them off Craigslist. Crazy. I did. We went to have coffee. We had like a cute little interview moment. You know what I mean? So I didn't go into it totally blind. But like, no, three dudes kept to themselves for the most part, but one of them was like the guy who is the know-it-all. You can't tell him anything. He really doesn't know anything at all, and he's always getting into trouble. And the one story that I think is perfect happened to be when our landlord showed up, announced, by the way, not unannounced. This was a planned time for him to come do a walkthrough to make sure the house was okay. And at the same exact time, my roommate decided that it would be a great time to take all the cabinets off the fucking walls. For no reason. We have no permission to make any modifications to the home. And he was going to cook at the same time. So then he's like, oh, fuck, the landlord's here. He didn't reattach the cabinet doors to the walls. He just set them on top of the hinges. So if you touch it, it's going to fucking fall. It's not screwed into the hinge. It's just sitting there.
Right.
The kitchen's by the back door to the yard. So my roommate and the landlord are doing their walkthrough. Everything looks great. Thank the fucking Lord he didn't touch the cabinet because then, you know, it would have fallen off. They went outside, though, and when he shut the door, it rattled the walls and it dropped one of the cabinet doors onto the lit gas stove. So I'm in my room and I can smell smoke and I can hear the fire cracking and I walk out and there's like a fucking 3-foot flame on the stove. And I'm just like, oh my God. I walk out, I open the door, landlord's outside, right? And I'm just like, excuse me, sir. Not the landlord, my roommate. Uh-huh. I'm like, wait, I need you inside for a second. He comes inside and sees the fire and then we're putting it out, trying to like dissipate all the fucking smoke. I don't know how the landlord didn't know. He didn't say anything. There's no way you wouldn't have known. I don't know what the fuck was going on with him, but he just let us get away with that.
It's lit.
I mean, like,
too lit.
Yeah. I'm wondering if he was just like, oh, I'm about to make some money off of those kids.
Maybe, yeah. But I'll tell you what, I got the fuck out real quick, and I was not on that lease.
You had 3 roommates that were guys.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hook up with any of them?
Hell no.
None of them?
Mm-mm, they were...
No.
They were ill.
I might have if they were like cute, but they were far beyond that.
You think like the opposite sex, if you're into the opposite sex, can be roommates and be attracted without fucking at one point?
Sure, you could.
It's so easy. It's like, you're just like knocking on the door, like, what's up? You
know? Right.
I kind of feel like it depends on the, like, your age and your maturity.
Oh, that's a great point.
Because I feel like if it's like, I'm thinking about like my time, like when I was like doing roommates and stuff was college age. So, like, it was me like late teens, early 20s. Like, if I was in that situation and I had like an attractive roommate, and that, no, I don't think that I would have been able to control myself, or at least I would have made a fool of myself.
I definitely would try to hook up.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I were single, totally.
Yeah.
I've always been very good at being loyal, though.
Okay. I've always just been a cheater. Very good at that. Fuck it. It's right there.
Oh my God. But like, if that were to happen now, no. Like, it's just like, no, I don't, because my mind automatically goes to like, it's stress. It's
drama.
It's going to be drama. It's going to be a bunch of bullshit. Like, I don't know.
You never been like a little buzz and like that horny? You're just like, fuck it.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had a one night stand with someone I would never fuck sober. So, I mean, I guess that counts.
Right.
Sure.
You have some drinks, you get home, and they, you know,
you're here. All right.
You're walking to the bathroom, like, what are you doing? I'm just watching Netflix. Oh, what is this? Oh, it's the circle. Circle.
Speaking of circles, want to get into mine?
With a tongue mine?
Yeah. But, like, oh man, like, worst roommates. I remember this was like the last time that I had roommates, and I moved in with 2 friends of mine, and I found out not only was one of them like a drug dealer.
Oh, God. Yeah. Well, you did.
Yeah, you didn't sell drugs.
I wasn't doing it. Yeah. I'm not going to say what kind, but it was definitely something like very.
It was bad.
It was bad.
You had no part in
and
it.
And I didn't know that. And so the thing was, I found that out after like our. So the first part of us moving in was we're supposed to put down like the first month's rent like right off the bat before we get the keys. That was the agreement with the apartment complex, whatever, fine. So I put my portion in, the other roommate puts their portion in, and this third one was just like, well, I don't have it today, I wasn't ready. And I was like, girl, what the fuck do you mean you don't have it? She goes, well, Anish, like, can't you help me out? Like, I promise I'll pay you back. That was a whole ordeal in itself. But then when I confronted her on her whole dealing drugs and whatever, she looked at me and she goes, well, how do you expect for me to pay rent?
Lord, with a legal job?
With a job.
With a 9-to-5? Work 3 if you have to.
Or just, it's none of my business, get out if you can't
pay.
Like, I don't know what to tell you. I just don't want that in my life.
I would have been like, you better keep selling them bricks.
What? Oh my God, shut up.
I'm trying to get kicked out, bro.
Oh, God.
No, thank you. But yeah, no, I feel like, yeah, there's been several weird ass roommate situations, but that one was tough because that was moving in with friends. And that was me learning very quickly things about my friends. And I was like, oh, bitch, you do what?
Yeah, I know. My roommate story is like, it was my best friend, and he was such a player. And he was like, I was living in Burbank. And he was really popular radio DJ, and he was fucking all the time. He had women over all the fucking time, and I was trying to be faithful. I had a girlfriend, and I was. It's crazy. I started late when I started cheating.
Stupid.
And like, he had just chicks over all badass girls too. And then one night, he knocked on my door in my room, and he told me that this girl, I remember she was like a Budweiser girl or something like that. She was hot. And she wanted to fuck us both at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
oh, wow.
This is getting kind of crazy, bro. He wanted to do that Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That threesome with the 2 dudes.
Yep. She was down to do that. He was just getting kinkier and kinkier and more comfortable with me as his roommate.
And like, it was just, I know you're good enough. Get in here. Get naked.
I was always a light sleeper, and we shared a wall, and he was fucking every fucking night. Like every night, man. So a little bit it was jealousy, mm-hmm. and a little bit like, I can't fucking sleep. This guy's having all the fucking fun.
Oh, that shit is annoying.
And I just was barely into radio. I was doing promotions. I wasn't on air. So I'd sometimes get up 5-6 morning to set up remotes for all the other DJs. He's a radio. He's a club DJ. So he could fuck till 4 or 5 in the morning and sleep till noon o'clock.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That was my only thing. But I think that was mainly like jealous. I was like, damn, the fucking life of this guy.
Yeah.
He has stamina. Like, God
the audacity
dang.
Of him to do that. Oh, right. Isn't with
it,
you there.
Isn't it weird? Like, yeah, when like you have roommates and like they're fucking, like it really is like, I remember just sitting there and like staring at the time, just being like, oh my God, it's been more than 5 minutes. How much longer is it gonna take?
Really?
Yes, because it was like, this is so goddamn loud. Hurry up. I want to go to sleep. There was one time where that same roommate, she had one of her guys over, and I don't know what the fuck they were doing. It sounded like a tornado was happening.
Yeah.
In there. She was getting tossed around left and right.
Atta girl.
She was enjoying herself. Like, I could very clearly tell that, but it was to the point that my walls were shaking. Like, my TV was starting to, like, shift around. Like,
Jesus.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Causing an earthquake.
Yeah, and so I'm sitting there
on
because.
On the Richter scale. Was it 7.8?
It was ridiculous. And I was sitting there because I was still too young. Like, I wasn't confident enough in myself to just, like, bang on the walls. Just be like, can you guys shut the fuck up?
Right.
But I was just, like, laying there and was just staring at the time. Just like, okay, all right, it's been 5 minutes.
5 minutes, really?
Seven minutes.
I don't think that's a long time.
10 minutes. I know, but like I'm sitting because every minute feels like eternity because I can't hear the TV through their fucking. I can't. There's nothing for me to distract. It was ridiculous. Ugh. So glad I live on my own. God.
Fascinating.
Yeah. I remember I would have these parties in my apartment when I started.
That too. Shit.
I started having that single life back in the days, and yeah, I lived a wild, wild life. I was married before. This is my second fucking marriage. Doesn't look like it's gonna work out. But my first marriage didn't work out, and after that didn't work out, I started wilding out. I was like, fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was still in my 20s. I had this cool apartment. It was near the beach. I'd have people come over, and they would just use my room, and I didn't fucking care. I walk into my room because I had to go through my room to use the bathroom.
Yeah,
and everyone had to. So I go in and be people fucking in my bed.
Oh damn! You're just like, excuse me.
Yeah, and there would be like there would be like orgies in my bed.
What the hell? And you just like crawl into bed and sleep like so cozy. What the hell?
No, I remember it was one night, and it was one night. I wasn't in my comfort zone. I was like, man, I can't even get up. It was like four people in my bed. It was getting on, and girls pulling me towards the bed, and I was just like, it was one of my good friends, and it was like three girls in there.
Wow.
And I don't think I could. It's like I couldn't get hard.
Okay.
And I was like, man, this is mad weird. I was like, y'all need anything?
Oh, it's like the mom from Mean Girls. You guys need a condom? Okay, sweetie, have fun.
I literally was like making drinks for them.
Oh my God.
These girls were eating each other out. It was crazy.
You just like, need me to hold your hair?
Yeah.
Don't get it messed up. Applauding, you worked hard on it.
Applauding. Oh my, it was some good times.
Wow, that's fucking wild.
That was a great apartment.
Yeah.
If those walls can talk.
You guys know the girl that called the show earlier this week to talk about my tequila tales, uh-huh. Megan. Yeah. So I used to live with her, and she would always be hella down like for shit like that. Oh, let's have sex in the same room. And it was always me like, nah, I'm out. That I remember so, like,
you never did that?
No. Mm-mm. And before I moved in with her, because I grew up with her, mm-hmm. and it's so funny because she is seriously so different now than her fucking wild ass days. But I remember right before we moved in, I warned her. I said, when I go into my room and I shut my door, do not come in here. Leave me alone.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, again, coming from the whole back to the me wanting my own goddamn space, niche. Okay. I have four sisters. I had to share a room my entire life. I was little miss introvert. I wanted to have my own space. And hell no, crazy little Megan, you go in your own room and fuck. I'm going to go in my own room and fuck. And we're not going to be fucking in the same room.
I've done that. The thing with my friend that I roommate with, we took our ladies up to Vegas and we just got one big room with two beds. After like a day drinking, we just put the covers over each couple in their bed and just started going at it.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah.
You're like, we're just going to be under here in our fort. Here's your fort.
Exactly.
Don't come out when the fort is a rocket.
I literally can't. It's like they did that. You ever see the Jersey Shore? They would do that.
You know what? I think you're right.
I could not get into that show.
Like, didn't they have a specific hookup room in the Jersey Shore?
I believe the Smush Room.
The Smush Room.
But they were all fucking. So if Snooki was fucking the eighth guy that week in the Smush Room.
That's the Smush Room.
They had to do it in their own room, in their own beds.
Yeah.
So you'd have, I think it was like Paulie in one bed and like Vinny in the other one. And then they're smashing.
God, that's so
And they
true.
Just do their fort. Their little fuck fort.
I'm just thinking now as like a grown adult who has her own room, like, ew, how hot. I can't fucking breathe. Like, can we get these goddamn covers?
Absolutely. Ew.
Ew, that's
That's it's so
it's too humid in here.
That is very college.
Yeah, it's sticky. That not in the good way.
College. Yeah, yeah, like you're in your dorms, you don't know where else to go. So you just be like, hey man, can you just like turn around?
Can you go? You just give me like 20 minutes.
Thankfully, my room, like my college dorm roommate, was not lucky, and I was still very freshly out of the closet. That wasn't happening for me. But I remember hearing stories from other friends that they were just like, man, I was sleeping. My roommate came home and just started fucking. And I was just like there.
Oh, well, we were in our separate rooms. It's an apartment, though. You know, it's loud. You can still hear what the other is doing.
Yeah, that's
I do
that
miss
never
that.
Bothered me, though. Yeah, I don't know why.
I miss that circle of friends I had after my first marriage. It was just so free. And like they would come over and all of a sudden after drinks, they just go on my bed. But like, yo, I'm just change the sheets afterwards.
There you go.
But I would go to my friend's house and his girl would open the door. She'd be butt naked. And it was just like she'd go
open the door naked.
She would open the door naked.
Wow, bold!
It was just these. It was like five of us, and we went out all the time. So if it happened, they'd be in back of. I had a 4Runner back then, and back start fucking in my back seat when I'm driving home. But it was the craziest time. It was like everyone was just comfortable with each other. We didn't judge one another. Like, all right, you know. Wow.
I do like that. That is something that judging. I really enjoy. Yeah. Like, I mean, just something as simple as like I know with like the gay mafia, my group of gay friends, like it's been pre-pandemic, but we went to San Diego Pride and we all shared one big room. And it was honestly like everybody was walking around in their underwear. Some of us like butt naked and it was like chill. Like nobody cared. It was never like, oh my God, I can see your dingling or whatever. Because it's like, I don't know. I feel
grown,
like I'm past that.
Grown.
Yeah. Grown. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, okay, that's cool. I know you have a dick or whatever you have. Like, duh. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We're totally cool.
I think it's more for, I know. I think it's more for guys. You know, how big your dick is, you know.
What?
Yeah.
No, that's a thing for
y'all
sure.
Y'all showing up
and
showing
out. You know what's really interesting is with like
all girls have vaginas. I'm sure they look at her. And I don't think girls really care about boob size,
exactly.
But guys is different.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting. I've known this about straight men. I feel like straight men have talked to me more about dick size, or at least like brought up the concept than like gay men as friends. Like when we're friends, like we're not concerned about, like genuine friends, we're not concerned about that with each other. But like I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but like for like other men it's like a competitive thing. It's like, I hope my dick is bigger than yours, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
I would assume. Yeah. I don't know what else it would be. Like, be like, let's play a sword fight.
I have the upper hand. And the upper dick. That's silly.
I am your whoever got the bigger dick and say, I am your father.
Oh my God.
Sword fight.
Oh God. So I know what y'all are gonna be doing when you roommate together.
I think it's gonna be Anish and Carla. All I know is I get there earlier than you guys.
Hey, save my room. Lock the door.
I am the oldest person in this room.
First of all,
oldest person in this room.
I'm over the hill.
I found a room. I booked it.
By choice.
After I chose to take care of my friends.
I took the initiative of finding Airbnbs and reminding, if we want to get down to it, after reminding y'all, hey, we need to find something.
And then
we
need
to look into it.
And then
I sent extra listings. And listen. You just happened to jump the gun and you decided to book something.
That's not true. I asked you guys first. Okay, I'm not doing this. I'm too old.
That's what I think. I was like, I'm too old for this. I literally told the show, I was like, yo, I'm just going to get a hotel. And I can't do it. I need just peace and quiet. And then when Gina's like, I send you this, like, if you want to stay with us, I was like, it would be kind of fun. I was like, but I will say, I have to get my own room if I stay. Because if I'm with anybody and they snore or anything, I'm not going to sleep.
Yeah, and now I'm out. God.
I could stay at a hotel if you really want me to.
I should stay at a hotel.
Are you going to leave us?
Well.
Well,
I'm not getting my own room.
Jesus, I guess we're...
I guess you're right.
he got you there.
I'm not getting my own room.
God, so annoying. I wasn't going to get a hotel. I just wanted to see what you guys would say.
Maybe we'll...
Everybody was silent.
Blow-up mattress. And there's private spots outside of
rooms. Hey, what if Carla brought someone back to the room?
Oh, hell no.
In the fucking bunk bed? Because, by the way, if you're listening, there's a goddamn bunk bed in the room that I'm supposed to be sharing with Carla.
I'll take the bunk bed room.
You'll take the bunk bed room?
Yeah, I'm by myself, so I don't, you know, it don't matter.
Wait, so then do I have to share a bed with Carla?
No, I think there's two beds per room. I'm pretty sure.
I think one room had one bed that I would love to take, but I don't think it's a big, I think it's like a full size or something like that.
Okay.
And then there's one room that has two beds next to it.
Yeah, two single beds.
Two single beds.
Also, I don't have to do the bunk bed?
Well, you might just want to wait and see.
You just said it. You said it.
No, I don't mind, but I'm saying the bunk bed might be bigger. Yeah,
the bottom
bed might be a bigger bed than the two singles. Like, it might be a queen.
I've done these before. Some people like the bunk bed because then you can put all your luggage stuff on the top bunk. That makes sense.
Oh, hell yes.
Kind of just lay it out.
Absolutely.
So just putting it out there. But what if Carla did bring someone home?
Oh my God. She better not. No.
It's Carla we're talking about.
No. I will pick the boy up by his collar and drop him outside the door. Mama Gina will come out and say, "Get out, stray kitty cat. Goodbye."
That's Janice's answer.
It's going to be like, well, there's the answer.
Yeah. Mom! Yeah. Oh, my God. I thought I was off mom duty this week.
Hey, listen, girl. You got your own room, so.
You know what? I will mama bear if I need to, okay?
I'm sure I'll miss it.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You brought your car, right? Get in there.
Is there a shed in the back or anything? Like, that'll be the smush room.
The smush room.
The shed. No. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
No.
So all that's to say, if you're listening today, which is Friday, today's date?
The 7th.
Monday, I think at every night at some point, I think we're thinking about 9-ish p.m., we're going to go on our IG Live. We're going to go on the Morning Mess one.
No.
Yeah. Or let us know what time works. 9 p.m. to me feels good, but you tell us.
Yeah. I think 9 is good because we are going to go out for dinners and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
And we're going to be in LA. It's not like we're going to fucking, you know, we're not going to be back by 8 some nights, but I know that Monday night we probably won't be. I think 9 is a fair time. I know some of y'all would like to go around to sleep around that time. So make sure you follow
some of y'all. Gina. Old ass Gina.
Well, to be fair, because like I take nap. No, even if I don't nap.
Oh my God, I can fucking nap next week.
Can nap.
Maybe. I mean, we're going to be real busy.
I know we're going to be busy.
Like, I don't even know how to act next week. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. I'm going to walk in that door and there's going to...
She's never going to come out the room. You know? She's never going to
come
out the
room. Come on, let's go.
We're going to work, Gina.
No. I'm playing Super Nintendo.
We're going back to my hotel, so I can't wait to tell y'all. Get in my Jeep. We're going to get some hood tacos. I'm going to take you guys around. Man, I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. So follow us at The Morning Mess on IG. We're going to go live. You can see The Morning Mess Mansion. And what was that one show where you vote somebody out? Is that Survivor or something like that? Or
Big Brother?
Big Brother. Let's see who gets voted out.
No, don't vote me out. It's going to be me.
Why would it be you?
Because I like to be alone.
We're like, it'll be me, Anisha, and Carl on the live every time she's in the room again.
It'll be like, hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh, my God,
I'll just
stop
join.
It.
I'll do like that picture in picture from my room.
If we're doing a reality show, then we do need a confessional room.
A confessional.
Maybe we do an IG live confessional.
Yeah. Like each of us. Every time, like at all unannounced hours, like The Morning Mess might be doing a confessional where.
At certain times, all of us have a certain time for a confessional.
One of us reveals something.
Yeah.
About what the other ones do.
I'd be like say mine's at noon. I'd be like, what's up, y'all? It's Joey boy. It's my confessional. Someone bombed the fucking bathroom. I don't know which one.
That is exactly where my head went. And guess what I'm putting on my packing list? Poopery spray.
Poopery spray.
Yep. Okay. So we can spray it up after we poop it.
There you go.
And then 15 minutes later, it'll be my turn to go into the confessional. I'll be like, what's up, y'all? We're live. We're on The Morning Mess Instagram confessional. I have something to say. I blew it up in Joey's bathroom.
Of course.
Don't tell him. He made me share my room with Carla.
So follow us at The Morning Mess, man. We taking over Hollywood. Y'all have a great one. I will see you back on the radio. And make sure, again, you follow us on IG. And
We're going to have fun with this one.
Woo.
Who survives it?
Oh, God. I'm going to thrive it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, whatever. Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.